Alright everyone, welcome back to Mindful Masculinity, 5-Minute Emotional Fitness. Your daily dose of real talk, actionable advice, and a whole lot of heart. Leo Weston here, ready to dive into something super important today. Forgiveness. Now, I know what you're thinking, forgiveness? Isn't that for hippies on meditation retreats? Hold up, my friend. This is about more than just saying, namaste, and letting things slide. Forgiveness is a powerful tool for unlocking inner peace, building stronger relationships, and honestly, just living a happier life. Ever felt like you were carrying around a heavy backpack of resentment? You know that feeling when someone wrongs you and all you can think about is how they messed up? That's anger holding onto the past like it's its last day on earth. Holding onto grudges, well, let's just say it doesn't do us any favors. It keeps us stuck in a loop of negativity, poisoning our own well-being and even affecting our relationships with others. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember when it comes to practicing forgiveness. 1. Forgiveness is for you, not them. Look, the other person might have messed up, but holding onto that anger isn't going to magically make them apologize or change their behavior. Forgiveness is about freeing yourself from those negative emotions. It's a gift you give yourself, a chance to move on and start fresh. Think of it like this. You wouldn't keep wearing clothes that are too small, right? Forgiveness allows us to shed the weight of past hurts and step into a bigger, better version of ourselves. 2. It doesn't mean condoning their actions. Forgiveness isn't about saying what happened was okay or pretending it didn't hurt. It's about acknowledging that everyone makes mistakes, including ourselves. We all have our flaws, and sometimes those flaws lead to hurtful actions. Understanding this human imperfection can help us be more compassionate, both towards others and towards ourselves. 3. Start small. Don't expect to forgive someone overnight, especially if they've really wronged you. It's a process, and it takes time. Start by practicing forgiveness for smaller things, like a friend who forgot your birthday or a coworker who cut you off in line. Each little act of forgiveness builds up your muscle memory for letting go. 4. It's okay to feel your feelings. Holding back your emotions doesn't make them disappear, it just makes them fester. Give yourself permission to feel the anger, sadness, or hurt that comes with being wronged. Acknowledge those emotions, but don't let them control you. Remember, feeling something is different from letting it consume you. 5. Practice empathy. This is huge. Try to see things from the other person's perspective. What might have led them to act the way they did? Were they stressed? Hurt? Did they make a mistake out of fear or insecurity? While this doesn't excuse their actions, understanding their motivations can help you cultivate compassion and let go of resentment. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine 2 brothers, John and Mark. They had a huge fight years ago over something stupid. Maybe a lawnmower or who got to use the last slice of pizza. This silly argument festered, turning into this silent tension that hung between them like a dark cloud. John would get angry at Mark for seemingly no reason, and Mark would just avoid him altogether. They were both miserable, but too stubborn to apologize or let go. Now, imagine they finally decide to talk it out. They acknowledge the pain they caused each other, understand the reasons behind their anger, and eventually forgive each other. Suddenly, that heavy weight lifts. They start rebuilding their relationship, realizing all those years of hurt were just unnecessary baggage. You see, forgiveness isn't about forgetting what happened. It's about choosing to move forward with peace and understanding. It takes courage, vulnerability, and a willingness to let go of resentment. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. You'll find yourself feeling lighter, happier, and more connected to the people around you. So, my friends, take action today. Reflect on any grudges you might be holding on to. Take a deep breath, acknowledge those feelings, and choose forgiveness. You're strong enough to let go and create space for joy and connection in your life. And remember, I'm right here with you every step of the way. Keep it real, keep it mindful, and don't forget to join me tomorrow for another dose of emotional fitness.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.